Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join in at nerdyshow.com/support. This program may contain strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Everybody, welcome to the Wicked Anime Podcast. This is episode 178, and I am your stupid awesome analyst in his pajamas. And with me is the hard man with harder opinions, AFLM.
Oh, hello.
And our king baby duck, Evan.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches.
Our security guy, Greg.
Hola.
Elite Four, Derek.
Oh, hey.
And the fangirl, Victoria.
Hi.
Hey.
It's been long enough since you've heard us, but even longer since you've heard her. So
I was gonna say I haven't heard the newer title.
No, it's literally because I'm in my pajamas right now.
No, I meant your brothers.
Oh yeah.
I was like, wait, can I call him Andrew still? Because
yes.
I'm in half pajamas. Yes. I was like, screw it, pajama pants, and you know, Pokemon top.
Yeah, I didn't.
I got up and I put my clothes on, but that 4 a.m. is hitting me hard.
Anxiety.
It's like noon. You can be up. Come on. We're here for you. Who needs sleep? At least tomorrow, thank God, is no work day.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. I have to work still.
I'm sorry.
I work every day.
Yeah. I'm just going to go hide over here now. You guys are actually technically at my workstation. I just moved my stuff around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because normally at my desk I have 3 computers. I have an extra monitor and a laptop to work with. So I have you guys on the laptop and then like my Animal Crossing stuff on the other
thing. I've discovered the joys of Animal Crossing finally. More so me because like I've been through 3 or 4 previous generations of Animal Crossing games, and this is the first one that I've ever played.
Yeah, I got New Leaf, and like I've been telling you to play Animal Crossing since.
I know that, but more so, like it's just I'm not an economy game kind of guy. Like I've never liked any economy kind of games. So more so, more than anything, I'm more proud of Christine, who is sitting right next to me, because she's sunk how many hours now? We've owned it for 4 days.
Probably 12 hours.
Yeah,
oh, that's bad. Weak shit.
So, up to like 110 hours on mine.
Listen, I want to know the total on mine.
I don't know how much time I've actually spent looking up information. 12 hours has definitely been on the system, but there's definitely been a couple of more researching.
She's studying.
Ready? 225 hours or more.
Nice. Since the day of the release, right?
No, I got it like 3 or 4 days after, but still.
That's still like 2 months, though.
Yeah. It's still a lot.
Christine, you might... Or Jonathan, are you playing on Christine's at all?
So Christine's playing on my account. So I don't really... I play every once in a while.
Okay. I'm just saying there's a pinball machine in my store, and I feel like that would be better in, like, your house than mine. But, I mean, I might still buy it if you guys don't want it, so...
Can we get a pinball machine?
Sure.
Animal Crossing!
I still set up an entire arcade, guys.
Jonathan still has to ask his wife if they can buy the digital pinball.
If I can spend bells.
I mean, can we buy something that doesn't exist and will take up no space at all?
No, it takes up space in the game, man.
Bartering. We only have the first iteration of the house, so we need to conserve space.
Oh, man.
Do you still have just a tent?
Storage.
I don't know. I'm just learning. causing me stress that I don't even know the different layout of our island yet.
Yeah.
I'm getting lost on our own island. I'm getting confused by the trees.
I organize
the house. You have ink. You organize it.
She buys a whole bunch of stuff and just packs it into the middle of our house.
No, you did that.
No, and then...
You know, you can put it in storage, right? Like, you don't have to...
No, we did it.
Yeah.
No, okay. That's what we did.
But no, I took the time today to move stuff around.
That was all the stuff that was in the tent.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a sketchy neighborhood. I just was like, didn't want my stuff getting stolen. And so
it was in a square, like a
quarter. Yeah, all those cute little animals on a deserted island are going to steal your shit.
Christine, are you criticizing Jonathan's feng shui here?
Yeah, don't mess with my feng shui.
They leave shit on my island. Someone dropped a book next to my flower garden next to my house, and now I have to figure out who it belongs to. It's so annoying. It's like you give it to the first person. Why would you think that's mine? It's like, because maybe. I don't know.
Forewarned, everybody. We're going to be talking about Animal Crossing for the next 6 hours on this podcast.
Welcome to the Animal Crossing special. What was that, Derek?
I was going to say, I'm illiterate. That's insensitive. How dare you give me a book?
Now, the person who actually... So, I have successfully gotten people off of my island that I didn't want, and it's not an easy feat. But one of the people who just recently left was the one who was the worst about it. I literally... There was like a journal, and she's like, you know, I work so hard to get people to see things as my style, and why would you think this is me? And I'm like, oh my god, I can't tell what it looks like. Shut up. Like, calm down, bitch, go.
This is our very, little, very little Christine Islander.
that's
her.
It's so cute.
Mine is currently still in my Tony Stark outfit, because, yeah.
I'm very fortunate to have
Oh my god!
I love my villagers. I would never kick off any of them off. So,
okay, no pet. Whoop.
Oh. Victoria pulled the kaboom.
My chair went backwards. I stood up. I didn't know it was there.
If only we had the video footage, we could release.
I would kill you.
We can clip it.
Yes, we can.
No, there's
quick,
already
somebody clip it.
There's already video footage of me like dying on video games and screaming. I don't need the video footage.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Falling.
I missed that.
Yeah, we need to do more of this.
Jeez. Anyways, no, Pashmina is a fucking bitch. I got her off my island because I couldn't stand her. And she, like, literally, I know they all have their little code name at the end of it. She says kitters every time. And, like, she'd come up to me and be like, what is it? Or I talked to her. She's like, what is there not room enough on this island for both of us? Kitters. It's like, bitch. No.
That's so passive aggressive.
She's so passive aggressive. She was supposed to be sisterly or something. No, I sent that goat packing. Like, nope, we're done here.
We got,
Hang on, James is, yeah? Oh my god, so James joined my game just to go to Isabel and complain about Pashmina for me. He joined the game. He's not even on the island for 3 seconds, and he goes to Isabel. This girl talks horribly and needs to go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just looked her up.
Kidders.
She's obnoxious. I did not like her, and then Dana had someone she also hated on her island, and then she ends up on my island.
She wants to be a pro golfer.
She never talked about that. She just talked about being annoyed. She was just so bad. Christine, did you get them, Mr. and Mrs. Flamingo? Oh, I have Mrs. Flamingo now. There it is. Okay. I'm going to send
that's awesome
to you. I also got a chalkboard. Didn't know if you'd want it, but I figured I'd get it anyways.
Yeah, cool. I'm you know what I'm doing? I'm collecting different items, so that way when I get over there, I can sell it. And I'll get like triple the amount.
Any fruit you bring except for apples will sell here. So, but you don't, no, I did give you apples.
Well, we only have pears right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do. So what I have set up is that on one day I pick all the fruit that's not natural to my island and sell them. And then the next day I pick up the fruit that is natural, find a friend to sell it to at their nook shop, and then make a big profit from that.
I hate to steamroll the Animal Crossing conversation, but we are a half hour in, and we should probably talk about wicked anime stuff.
Well, this is related. It's on a Nintendo.
It's related. I just, and it's probably going to be a popular topic, but we should probably move forward.
I can get to Conan hours. Okay, yeah, that's how that works. I have to stop ranting for like 2 seconds.
Okay, so I. I did want to, and Evan and I were talking about it. We did want to do another we'll make another anime this season with using Channel A. Is everybody down for that now, or do we want to wait for that for later?
Let's do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it now.
So this is New to Victoria.
I was going to say, I'm going to pretend I know what's going on. I have no fucking clue.
Oh, I was going to, no, don't you worry, because we're always on the assumption that we have new listeners. No. So we use the board game Channel A. Did we ever play Channel A with you? The one where you...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We definitely have.
Played it around me. I just didn't play it because I think I was very tired and just didn't know what was happening.
So what we're doing is we're following some of the rules, but we're all collectively together making a new anime for the season in regards to the anime all being delayed because of the quarantine. So we're making our own season of anime to entertain the folks out there who can't watch Food Wars and all those other shows that are good too that I don't know the name of because I haven't watched anything. So so what we're going to do, Evan is going to draw five genre cards, and we're all going to pick two of them. So we're going to decide on what the genre of our anime is, and then I have title cards that we're all going to collectively make our own title based off of the title cards we have and decide which one is the best one. And then we take 10 minutes to make the anime.
Okay.
I actually have some really great ones, I think.
I got some good ones today, too.
Good. Let's do it.
So here are the five premise cards, and we choose the two from these. We have Cosplay, Cthulhu Mythos,
Eldritch Horror,
Card Game.
Okay.
Ironic.
Conspiracy.
Ooh, Card Game Conspiracy.
I was just thinking that.
Magicians.
Hold on. You weren't thinking about Cthulhu Mythos card game? Could you imagine a Yu-Gi-Oh? No, that's
basically Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well,
Magician, Dark Magic Attack.
There's a board game. There's a board game that is that.
Yeah, Jack Cthulhu Wars.
No, it was a different one.
Oh.
But even still.
It's a board game that it's essentially your different people pulled together to try and fight these monsters from entering the realm, and those different monsters, and you have to stop them by successfully doing different things with cards. And then, what is it? Elder Sign.
Okay.
It was actually a lot of fun, and one of the monsters is Cthulhu, and it's not okay, guys. It's fucking terrifying.
I could just imagine, you know, like having a show where like H.P. Lovecraft is in the position of Yu-Gi-Oh himself.
No, thank you.
And like the first card he goes down, he always wins because the other person's mind explodes or they go insane. It's just like, I throw down my unseen horror card. Oh, yeah, well, game over. H.P. Lovecraft wins every time.
I sent him to the Shadow Realm.
Yeah, literally.
So nobody likes the idea of Cosplay Conspiracy. I think that's a great...
Those are too real.
That's too real. That's too fucking real.
I like Card Game Conspiracy.
Yeah, what if it was like card counting or something like that, where it was like poker or blackjack?
Except in a dueling sense. Like if somebody counted, like if it was Yu-Gi-Oh, but somebody counted Yugi's cards as they were playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, that would be impossible because they revealed at the end that Yugi's power was to basically cheat and make whatever card he wanted to. Come on.
Sorry to ruin that series. That kind of makes sense, though.
Bullcrap main character powers.
That was literally like the power of the puzzle thing he had. It was to make whatever card he wanted to come up.
And friendship. That's the other power, too. Don't forget that. That's a very important ingredient in card games. It's friendship.
Brooklyn Rage!
I don't know. So card game and conspiracy is what we're thinking?
Well, cosplay magicians are kind of real already.
Yeah, that's basically a magical girl anime.
Essentially, and then I feel like Cthulhu Mythos magicians would also kind of exist and are terrifying in their own way, so I think the card game works best.
Card game conspiracy?
Conspiracy.
All right, so then we're going to have to come up with something for my titles, which I'm about to post right now in the chat. Witches, Angelic, Memories, Gun, Road, Metal, and Dolls.
Ooh.
Great.
So all these are definitely pushed more towards like action genre stuff.
Yeah, like nothing in here is going to tell me that this is a card game dueling anime. Okay.
Unless it's like the
Kettle Road Memories.
But that sounds like a Mad Max series, not a card game with conspiracies. Yeah,
like all of these titles are gonna create a metal band. Like this is
Angelic Gun Memories.
This is a metal band.
These are all metal bands, not conspiracy, not card games.
Well, then you can find a metal band to do the theme song, so it'll work out fine.
Let's see. I'm gonna do.
I mean, it could be like the name of the card game that they're playing.
Angelic Dolls and Witches' Memories.
Nope, I got it. Angelic Gunmetal Memories.
So
I tried Guns and Dolls for the Guys and Dolls play on words.
See, that would be a really great gangster anime.
Yeah,
that would be an awesome
or game. Show.
But the mafia could be running a casino or something. You know?
Card game conspiracy, memories, guns, and dolls. And it's them trying to, and it's all told from the perspective of someone sitting in like a police, like, what do you want to call it? An interrogation room.
It does make sense to have to. Now, okay, so now we actually have some sort of theming. What if it is a card dueling anime, but taking place during the whole...
Does it have to be memories, or can I change it to memory?
You can change it to memory.
Yeah, you can make a variation of the word.
I start the timer?
Yeah. Well, actually, don't we pick a title first, and then we start the timer?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking Derek's title only because... Memories, Guns, and Dolls gives me the idea that what if it's a card dueling anime that takes place in the 1930s when, like, during the whole gangster era. So, but it's like this, it's an anime-esque mythical 1930s where everything's done with card dueling, but it's still the backstabbing, gun shooting, killing your enemy type gangster activity. So, thus the conspiracies.
So like almost like the card duels happen in the back of a bar in a speakeasy.
Yeah.
Yep. Like someone has to go into the criminal underground to try to find these places.
So my thought on using memories or memory was thinking that if you lose, like almost like the Shadowrealm thing, but if you lose the card game, like it the payment is your memories or something like that.
I don't even think we have to do memories. I think that could just be a title flare.
It's a reflection. I'm thinking it's memories, guns, and dolls. It's someone talking about the past and what happened in the 1930s.
Yeah. Only reason I threw memories in there was because I know I needed to use at least three. So I started with guns and dolls. I'm like,
So both Greg and Victoria had something to do with, so Greg had metal dolls and Victoria had metal witches. So did we have an idea going off of metal dolls or metal witches and card games?
I mean, I'm just saying lots of witches use tarot cards, but
if the witches are made of metal, then you can't burn them.
Actually, if you get the fire hot enough, you can't melt them. You gotta get the fire hot enough, you can do it.
Call the blacksmith!
If you throw them in a lake, they won't float, so they're not a witch.
Smelting witches.
I like that wants Derek's an anime picture about metal dolls. Changing from food.
Yeah.
He's had that trend.
Different kinds of chicken in
well, that's bacon.
Paper containers.
Yeah, this is the bacon. New offering from Dunkin' Donuts, the Snack and Bacon, which is a greasy bag of bacon shards yep. covered with pepper.
Yep.
Sounds delicious.
It was the most
leave you greasy and sneezy.
The most disappointing breakfast I've had in ages.
Aw.
Guns and Dolls, Angelic Memories. Hmm.
Okay. Nothing angelic about that, though.
Well, that's kind of the play on it is that, like, you know, if it's like a 1930s gangster speakeasy back room, like sleazy gambling thing going on, and we put in the angelic memories, you know, it kind of gives it like a nostalgia feel of, oh, remember the 30s and how cool they were with gangsters and stuff like that's kind of what I'm thinking of angelic memories. But
I get where you're going, but angelic still kind of implies something not criminal.
But that's why I like it.
Wait. What if it's told from the perspective of like someone who was like a 5 or 6 year old who witnessed all this stuff and they remember it being a little bit more fancy free and fun?
How about metal memories?
How does metal have memories?
That's what I have metal memories.
Yeah. Ozfest, that was great.
Oh, that type of metal, gosh.
Ozfest 2003. Best
concert I've ever been to.
Which one?
Sabaton and Hammerfall. That was the greatest concert.
Okay, so we're totally off track of track.
We don't know what to do with these titles.
I'm just trying not to talk more about Animal Crossing.
I'm trying to get to you, and I'm trying.
You guys just gotta see Coco because she's the most metal thing on my island. Hang on, let me see if I can land it. Hang on. Oh, she walked away. Come back. No.
Come on, Coco.
She's my favorite character on the damn island.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that
she's
one.
She's like a coconut head with, like, no eyes. She's my favorite.
She has stared into the mouth of madness.
Yeah.
And that was an H.P. Lovecraft reference for our Cthulhu mythos.
Yes.
And that was the anime, because we can't figure it out. The end. Let's move on to news. We've already wasted enough time doing this.
Wow, that was a complete and total disaster. That's the first time.
Because we had two good genres and two good titles, but neither of them were able to match. So I'm just like, let's just move on.
All right, why don't we sit on it and we'll reconvene towards the end.
All right.
No.
I was almost 3 for 3 with picking the titles.
I think I'll still count that as a 3 for 3, Derek.
Right, and
no, I got a title.
There was an extra one last time. Yeah.
All right, let's news bell. And
yay, news bell, John. Welcome back.
All right. So how do you, should we talk about, okay, so.
Yeah, mention it.
So as a lot of people may know, one of like the most premier, like one of the most, I don't know how to really describe it, but
was he a head writer? Was he a founder?
He was the head writer. He was kind of like the face of Anime News Network. So Zach Birchie, who like, I've never met him. So first and foremost, I've never met him, but he and I, we shared a lot in common with a lot of the stuff that he would cover and a lot of like what he would like promote on his like website and or on his Twitter and everything. But unfortunately, I don't know all the details, but he had passed away on May 21st. And it's like a lot of people were really shocked to hear about this. People that were in the journalism scene, voice actors, people in the industry were like completely shocked over his death. Like I saw like mountains of tributes from people from Crunchyroll, Stephanie Shea, all these people that really appreciated the hard work and dedication that he put into his articles, his reviews, his interviews, his podcasts and everything. It's a really big loss that happened within the anime journalism community.
Yeah.
Well,
when I first heard about it, I mean, like the first thing that popped up about it was how mysterious it was, which was so strange and how secretive everybody was about it. It was just like suddenly dead. And we're all like, well, why? And nobody will say.
No one will say. Which kind of means that there is a possible.
It might come out later. Yeah. It might come out later, but it's not something we have to talk about right now because we don't want to, you know, like make assumptions or anything like that, especially about, you know, if somebody's looking for privacy on the matter. So
exactly. We have to think of the family about this.
Yeah. It's terrible and it's sad. And it's too bad because it was like the start of, you know, the whole, you know, media industry and bringing, you know, anime to America in a way.
Yeah. He was the one who would actually bring up all these like old obscure titles, or like he would actually be the one to actually help make things popular. And
yeah. I'm not a fan of Anime News Network in any sense of the way, but I never like hearing about people dying. So it is a loss.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Because do you remember, I mean, like this is actually really like honestly really reminiscent in a way of the episode where we talked about Monty and then like a week later he passed away.
Oh yeah.
that was a thing on our show
where we were like, man, he sucks at animating. Oh shoot, he's dead. Well, he still sucks at animating, but it's sad that he died.
Yeah, it really was, actually. And it was a time where we're like, well, I think we should do some backtracking, because we never want to see, like, obviously we never want to see anybody pass away or die, especially if they were passionate about something. And like, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly.
What's a happier news story?
All right. Happier news story. Let's
get gonna have to look, because there's not.
Oh, Evan, can you tell us about the Scoob movie?
Oh, well, we'll talk about that and what we're watching.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we'll, yeah, because I have a what we're watching as well. It's kind of an, so we can talk about that Into the West if we want.
Yeah.
And then I can talk about.
Well, all right. So here's some good news. The new Studio Trigger anime, Brand New Animal, is arriving in America on June 30th.
Yay!
I'm excited. I'm going to be looking forward to that.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it just because of Studio Trigger, but now I'm looking more forward to it because it's from the same people who did Little Witch Academia.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be good. January 2021, season 3 of Non Non Biori, called Non Non Biori Nonstop, will be premiering, which means in January 2021, we're going to have two of the best Iyashike returning with Non Non Biori and Laidback Camp.
That is going to be a really relaxing season.
Yes. Very relaxing season. All right. Hayao Miyazaki's next Ghibli film has 36 minutes completed despite COVID-19.
Huh. He's probably working from home and like killing it. Like, you know, it's like, I'm retired and just, you know, just drawing. No,
Japan just lifted all of their state of emergencies and stuff like that. So,
yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Time for the second wave.
We'll see.
Not yet.
Please don't even.
No.
I have a Disney trip planned and I am determined to go.
I've already had to cancel mine.
Ours is until September. So like we're watching and waiting and hoping and.
Mine was last
watching,
week of March.
Watching, waiting, commiserating.
Essentially.
It was going to be my first. It was going to be my first time at age 31.
Wait, was it a Disney trip?
Yeah.
And I wasn't consulted on planning? Bitch, what? I am like Disney queen. Come on. After you guys are done with this, I will go over and show
the
you.
The offense is real, Derek. You messed up.
I have every step of our trip planned out, and I've gone through the cheapest ways possible to do it, and I will go into that after you guys are done.
Does that include meal breaks, bathroom breaks, sleeping time?
not that bad. I'm a planner, guys.
So we have some more manga that are coming to an end. Who here watched Domestic Girlfriend last year?
I did.
No one.
Oh, like two episodes because it was disgusting.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing because it disgusted me.
I watched the whole thing. Yeah, this is gross. I can't wait to watch the next episode.
I just wanted to know what happened at the end. Like that's literally like I hated every second of it, but I just wanted to know what happened.
Well, three more chapters, and you can find out what happens.
Oh, really? So it's ending. Okay. Interesting.
Oh,
we can finally avert our eyes away from the train wreck.
Yes. So that's ending. Fire Force is coming to its end as well, too.
Thank God.
Well, this will make you happy then. Atsushi Okuba has hinted that it will be his last manga.
Oh, that's actually kind of sad, though.
Yeah, that kind of disappoints me.
Because as much as I liked Soul Eater in college, I grew out of Soul Eater when I realized, oh, man, this is not really written that well. Mm-hmm. It was still like a piece of something that a lot of people really liked of his. And I know people are really mixed on Fire Force, but because they're not responding to it the same way that they are.
I wouldn't Soul necessarily Eater. Say that, Andrew. Honestly, I would say that everybody loves it and we hate it.
No,
I mean, I watch it. I don't love it. I look at the protagonist of it and I just see Beavis and Butthead as a shonen protagonist, but
yeah, that was like the worst costume design ever.
It's I can't be mad at David Production because they do great with the animation, though. It's the same as the JoJo.
Yep.
I want to
It looks great, but plot-wise, that's a move. So those are ending, but hey, we got some new manga coming around. Who here loves manga about cats?
Oh man, you sent me this article and I was just like, that is a lot of cats.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
In June, there will be 11 new manga series about cats.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Wait.
Is that all anyone has in their homes right now during COVID?
Like, yeah, everyone's been locked up for so long. That's all they have to base their inspiration on.
All right, so here are the titles. We have Neko Bitashi, The Daily Life of Chie and Her Cats. We have Baby Zocha, which is a story of a newborn kitten. Nuku Nuku Final, I love my cat. My first cat. There is a limit to cuteness about cats.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying it.
Cat melting pot. Keeping a cat at the age of 30.
That's a how-to book.
Okay, wait, is the person 30 or is the cat 30? Because if the cat is 30, that's impressive as fuck.
And gross 30, as hell.
Okay, fair.
I mean, Victoria, like, you have two cats, right?
I do. Don't even bring up my age, bitch.
I wasn't, but.
But now I am.
No, I'm turning 29 soon, and I have two cats, and they're perfectly fine. I mean, one thinks he's a dog and is rambunctious as hell, but the other one's old and grumpy, and he's fine.
Andrew was saying that you should be jumping on the bandwagon because you can make some money off of it now.
I'm not going to do a manga on cats, though. Come on.
You could do all a manga about Banks.
And we'll call it Guns and Dolls Angelic Memories.
We have here a manga about cats who are chefs. Patricia Langue de Chat. We have a manga about cats who work in tourism. Manga Neko Neko Yokochoko Tokyo Kanban Neko.
Want to say that again?
That was actually pretty impressive that you only messed up that many times.
We have one about cat rental houses called Inmeru Nagyo no Nekukashikuro.
This is so funny.
And we have a boy growing up with this cat called Boku to Kyojin no Nijunen.
Okay, so I will say, based off of all of this, that I'm so happy that we finally moved on from the isekai genre. And now we're going to be inundated with cat genre.
Wait, I think I know the next one. That time I got reincarnated as my cat.
No, well, that's
no.
Look, that's what I just posted on my...
Yeah, I saw it.
Yes.
Oh. That should not be a thing. Should not be a thing.
It's called, like...
I'm a behemoth, an S-rank monster, but mistaken for a cat, I live as an elf girl's pet. That title is a fucking mouthful.
Is that a light novel or a manga?
Light novel adapted into a manga. This is the manga version, so you get to see all the stuff.
Inappropriate content. Stuff.
all the times the cat falls in between her gigantic chest, like what the heck?
No, he doesn't fall in there. She puts him in there.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Because that's what everybody does. Because that's what everybody... Victoria, don't you know?
Like, pockets for things? Sure. A cat? No. Like, what? Claws alone, man.
We watched Konosuba when Chimusuke was with Wiz. Meow, 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 meow.
But I swear, I don't swear as much in public until I'm on this headset.
I am so glad you're here because I was swearing for the two of us since you haven't been on here.
Yeah, no, I swear a lot. I apologize.
it's just because you need to cope with all the absurdities that you just run into all at once. It's just like my brain can't handle it.
If you guys want, I can bleep it out again.
No.
So basically we've moved from...
If you tell me you're going to bleep things out, I'm just going to throw in swears the entire time.
We did that last time, so too, except it was restaurant slogans.
Yeah. I didn't want copyright claims, man.
Oh, America God, runs great. On wicked anime slogans.
If you... Oh, you came so close.
Greg, you've been sitting so still. I thought you were frozen, like, until you started. Like,
I've just been looking at your cameras and like, is he gone? Is he not there? Is he frozen?
It's like that episode of King of Queens of, I don't know if you've read about this, but there's an episode of King of Queens where Patton Oswalt was in the episode, but they had him do nothing in the episode. So throughout the whole episode, he's just sitting there in the same position for 23 minutes.
My God.
That's awesome.
You know what they say about Greg, though?
I'm going to kill you. And now I'm turning off my camera so Andrew can't stare at me. Bye.
Oh, no, Greg.
I'm still here.
Anyway, let's go back to talking about anime and manga.
Not even in his house.
Yeah, so what I was saying was that it's almost like that the manga that you just showed us was, or well, the light novel, was like our transition from isekai cat, mm-hmm. cat. It's like a quadratic equation. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we also have another manga that's actually returning. Who here watched the anime School Live when that came out?
I saw the first couple episodes.
Oh, yeah. That's the one about Surprise, It's a Zombie Show?
Yeah. Surprise, It's a Zombie Show. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So they're bringing it back for a sequel.
That's cool. Wow. It's kind of funny because in the same way, do you remember, like, of course you remember, but Sweetness and Lightning? You watched the first episode of that and you were like, this could have been a short all on its own. Mm-hmm. And you didn't need anything else, but then thankfully the rest of the season was just as good. So like it was an amazing show to watch. That's how I actually felt about School Live as well, was that the first episode ended and that twist happened at the end. And I was like, that first episode was so good. I feel like it's complete. I don't need to watch anything else.
Yeah.
Which is ironic. But the other episodes, in the opposite of Sweetness and Lightning, the other episodes didn't follow up as well as that opening episode.
It takes a couple of episodes, but when you start seeing a little bit more of the twists that happen, it gets kind of I said fuck you a lot at the TV screen.
And well, how did it respond?
Well, especially because you're just like, wow, this girl's kind of cute. What's wrong with her? And then it like reveals like, oh, she's a psychopath. I get it. Okay. Like she's crazy.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, cool. She lost her mind when the zombie apocalypse happened, so it's like, yeah, it makes sense that happened, but still.
Mm-hmm. It's just right, so that's coming back. Cool. Not related too much into anime, although one of the guys, of course, has composed stuff for anime and the like, but Yoshiki from X Japan has revealed that he is working on a new album, a collaboration with Marilyn Manson.
Ooh.
Scandalous.
Oh, they're actually very good friends. So, like, they've been wanting to collaborate on something for a long time. But, you know.
Let's be honest. It's not hard to be friends with Marilyn Manson. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah, that's the shocking thing about him is that he is a very nice person.
It's funny because the biggest shock of his shock rock persona is how nice he is.
Yeah, outside of his persona.
Well, it's like Alice Cooper. Like he, on stage, he's a psychopath. On stage, I will go golfing with this guy.
Yeah. Which he actually did talk about at Rhode Island Comic Con that one year. He loves golf.
Oh, yeah. He actually has a book about golf. That's so
funny. Yeah, he's the coolest dude.
Alice Cooper is awesome. I love Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yoshiki, Marilyn Manson album coming out. Cool. Hopefully, he also finally revealed, Yoshiki, that the new X Japan album, which has been in production for 13 years, might finally see the light.
That's too long.
I know. I would say, like, please don't let this be a Chinese democracy. And it fucking did become a Chinese democracy.
just start over. Like, when you get to, like, year five on an album, it's just like, well, I guess I should just start over.
That's what Dr. Dre did with Detox. It's like, Detox was coming for so long and he shelved it for something else completely.
Huh. I mean, I feel like that if you worked on an album for 13 years, it should be the best album though, right? I mean.
Right.
I don't know.
Chinese democracy wasn't bad, but was no appetite for destruction.
We'll have to take your word on that one, Evan.
Okay. All right. A little bit of gaming news here. Finally, we got word that Kandagawa Jet Girls, the new game from the creator of Senran Kagura and the illustrator of Gargantuan on the Viridius Planet, is launching this summer on PlayStation 4 and PC.
Haven't we been talking about that show for like 4 years?
That game? No, the game we've been talking about for about a year. The anime sucked, which means the game should be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which that's how it works.
Look, if it gets cheap enough, I'll buy it for Steam. Like, if I, in the same way that, like, anytime I rebought Senran Kagura for the PC because it was only like $15 and I love the Senran Kagura games. Mm-hmm. So if it's same thing with this, like I probably won't pay full price for it, but if it gets cheap enough, then I'll give it a shot.
Here's the thing that shocks me. It got a T rating.
Well, that's good. That's a lot more palatable than being like, well, I bought a Senran Kagura game, I guess. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Any more gaming news besides Animal Crossing?
That's about it here, but
I actually have a quick question for Evan.
Yes.
It's actually manga related. I don't know if you guys went over this last time or whatever. What do you know about the new Inuyasha manga coming out?
Oh, yeah, manga, we did talk about that. Yeah,
it's an anime?
It's an anime series, yes. Yeah.
Because I'd seen like a manga cover. I hadn't fully delved into it because I will freak out real bad. So, like, to be fully honest here, I will. So I was just curious what you guys knew. And I figured if anyone knew, it was Evan. So.
Yeah, and you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talked about it on the previous episode. But, yep, it's a new anime series about the children of Inuyasha and Kagome and the child of Sesshomaru.
My question, does anyone know anything about the mom of Sesshomaru's kid?
I'm going to guess it's that little... Rin? A lot of people... Yeah, Rin.
There's a lot of speculation of it being Rin or maybe bringing Kagura back to life, but...
Oh, I did hear something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious. I was like, if anyone knows, it's them.
Watch it somehow be Kikyo.
God, no! It took forever to get that bitch to go! Like, come on!
I brought you back to life to make you a mother.
Yeah, so...
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so that'll be kind of cool. I'm obviously not a huge Inuyasha fan, but I'm excited to see what the response to a sequel coming out so much later is, especially when it's an actual sequel. So
yeah, it helps that most of the fans of Inuyasha are like adults.
So yeah, they
can just watch it without any judgment from family members.
I feel like they're trying to give it the Boruto treatment right now.
They are.
They totally are.
Yeah,
Christine, I know you're on my island, but I don't know where you are.
She's lost.
Oh, she's in my store. Okay.
That's video game news.
All right, how about some strange news?
Yeah, strange news.
All right. Who here remembers Pico Taro? I have a pen. I have a pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. Hey! I have a level pen. Pen.
Well, Pico Taro has just launched a new attack against coronavirus with his own line of medicated hand soap.
Oh, what?
Kind of great.
Wait, medicated?
Okay. Medicated.
Medicated.
You didn't medicated. Buy the thing. Go buy the thing.
I'm going
like,
back.
Like, not antibacterial. Medicated.
Medicated.
There's a difference. It's prescription, probably.
It's the same thing how his pineapple apple pen song was medicated.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It wasn't just a song. It was medicated.
Yes.
The coating in the soap makes it so you can't feel that you're washing the top layers of your hands off.
Oh man, I love this. Look at that. It says, oh, this
wash, is wash, great. Wash.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love it.
Is it a song too? I didn't follow the link.
I just want to know what medicine is in this.
I want to know if the mustache is real.
No, it's a pencil. It's a pencil mustache. Because this dude's actually really handsome in real life. I used to watch him on the show Anasong Station. Like, he's got a great head of hair, very handsome. That's a wig he's wearing, by the way.
Oh my God, what the fuck is this video? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people know him for Pineapple Apple Apple Pen.
Yeah, that's what I know him for.
But he has other music videos as well, and they're all hilarious. It's just that Pineapple Apple Apple Pen.
I think the one that's the most ironic right now is the one, "Everybody Must Die." And I'm like, I don't think this is the right time.
I think that was the other one that I saw, and I loved it. He is so funny.
This is just another one of those trends like Psy was when he came out with Gangnam Style.
Yeah,
and but, like you know, he'd been doing things for so long, and then suddenly Gangnam Style comes out, and that's the only thing that he's famous for, and it ruined his career because nobody else will listen to any of his other music.
Which is a shame, because he's a lot of better songs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, the video that he came out with afterwards, Gentleman, that video is amazing. Light years better than Gangnam Style. Just him just pulling pranks on people. And the best part is when he farts in his hand and cups it in someone's face.
Yeah, that dude's weird.
But Picotaru, like, he's been milking this whole thing with the whole pen and pineapple, apple pen, but he's been milking it in the right way. So it's never annoying that he's doing this. Anyways, so that's going on. Hey, how about, what do you like to listen to while you're working out? Do you like listening to Boys Love while you're working out at gym? Because right now you can do that.
What?
Like, you can listen to Fujoshi Plays while you're working out.
Huh. Why specifically when you're working out?
They've actually made it these plays to fit around a workout.
Huh. Mm. Okay. I don't want to listen
to
it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. It's a lot worse than I thought it was. So, apparently, you show up at the gym, you grab an open exercise bike, which are called aero bikes in Japanese, and you start pedaling to the sounds of steamy, breathy voice actors.
ASMR!
Yes.
Yes! That's what I pay my gym membership for.
One side is a semi and the other side is an uke.
That sounds beautiful.
And you pedal on the aero bike to try to get away from them.
I'm not rejecting this because it's Boys Love. I'm rejecting this because that's just weird. Like, it's like, it would be the same thing if it was just like, hey, we're going to play some hentai in your ear and you're going to work out. It's like,
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah. Can we not do that?
I just say I'm loving the comment section, such as the poor exercise bike. It did nothing wrong. And the excitement from Boys Love can kill you. So please exercise caution in regulating the amount you consume.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, that is really strange. That's strange.
All right.
Is that as strange as it gets?
Nope.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Okay, so it's time for another edition of Is This Racist?
Oh, well, this.
So a television program in Japan has said that the blame for coronavirus spread is due to English pronunciation.
Oh, I saw this.
Mm-hmm. That can't be real.
Yep, keep going. I know what this is. I have comments.
So a Japanese woman profile with a piece of paper clipped in front of her says that she speaks in Japanese, say, korewa pen des, which means this is a pen. As she does, the pen sways moderately in front of you. Next, she says, this is a pen in English, and this time the pen first snaps violently back at the gale force breath that emanated from her mouth as she says pen. Because of how you enunciate in English, they claim that because it protrudes further, that's what's been causing the spread of coronavirus.
I love it. That's hilarious.
Yep. And they're 100% right. It's like, if you talk like an American, I mean, just listen to us talk on this podcast, you're definitely pushing more air out of your face than any any other, like, especially a Bostonian, you know, like, you talk to people across the street from that. Like, that's how we communicate, is you are.
Hey,
like,
bought the car, Harvard Yard.
That is exactly what we say.
Yeah, basically.
That's how.
I thought there was no parking at Harvard Yard.
But, yeah, for my next Japanese lesson, I'm going to have to talk about Boston, so.
Make him say pen.
It's a pandemic. Park wherever.
Well, you can teach them pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say pineapple, like, leprosy or something. Like, it started to
mush. Pineapple leprosy.
And I was like, what?
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
All right. So, one last thing of strange news before we move to another segment. If you were hoping to live out like our good little friend here in Nadeshko on Laidback Camp this year and go to Mount Fuji, bad news. Mount Fuji is officially closed for 2020. You can't go to Mount Fuji at all.
Wow.
Huh. Okay. Is it because they think it's going to explode?
No, it's because, let's see, because of the coronavirus pandemic, they've decided to shut down the trails.
That's a boring answer. Well, yeah. I've seen videos of people hiking Mount Fuji before, and like, it's a really close quarters. Like, the trails on Mount Fuji are so small.
Well, you also have to stop. You have to stop and rest at their locations. Like, you can't just go up there in a day and then leave. You have to go there. It's like a multi-day thing.
Yeah.
To go up Mount Fuji.
Yeah. So that's as strange as it gets, but hey, guess what? It's time for a fetish of the week!
Oh boy. Fetish of the week?
I love fetish of the week.
Yeah, fetish of the week. So hey, while we're here stuck in our houses, what's a guy to do if he wants to get a little bit close to some cute Japanese geishas? Now you can drink with Japanese geishas on online drinking parties.
Really? That was not as bad as I thought.
That was
a lot
cleaner than I expected.
Yeah, that was your setup was not the equivalent of the payoff.
No, you can now drink with geisha girls online.
Wow, Derek.
So, okay, but anyways, that's interesting because I have to ask, is geisha culture still a thing in Japan? It is.
I actually remember walking around in Tokyo when there were a couple of geisha girls I saw from time to time.
And I went to, when I was in Kyoto, they basically do old history. And it's like us going to Plymouth Plantation here in Massachusetts. Like, mm-hmm. Kyoto is basically a giant Plymouth Plantation where, like, they have geishas walking around. They have geisha stores where you can get painted like a geisha, all these kinds of things.
And now that I think about it, because I was thinking, it's like, do we do that here? And then then it dawned on me, it's like, it's kind of like a Renaissance fair where you go as like, hey, bar wench, give me some mead. You know, like, that's kind of like the same equivalent to our culture as it is in Japanese culture.
Kind of. Except like, it's less of like a historical thing and more just like, oh, you're in Kyoto. We're gonna continue to dress in kimonos and geisha and stuff like that. So,
I just can't imagine how these geisha online drinking parties must unravel so quickly with you got to imagine that there's got to be guys out there joining these drinking parties that just get shut down like 5 minutes into the conversation. Guaranteed.
Moderators have to work really hard on that one.
Or not hard at all. It's just like they got a finger on the button that's just like boop boop disconnected.
There's
still
a dick.
No refunds.
There's a dick. Yeah. There's a dick.
No refunds at all.
It's not chat roulette. This is chat roulette with geishas and drinking parties.
Or Omegle.
Omegle.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, I have something here for Victoria here, and I think she for fetish of the week.
Oh no,
Victoria, do you like delivery services?
I'm scared to answer this.
Victoria, yes. I'll answer for you. I like delivery services.
Yeah, I like delivery services.
How would you feel about a delivery service where the guy was a hot, macho, muscular man?
I was just thinking about this because...
I mean, I wouldn't complain.
Because we literally... The last time that we had a really good fetish of the week was the one where hot, macho men pick... strawberries with you, and we had this conversation because Victoria is allergic to strawberries and she was here, but we were like, but hot macho men.
Well, now it's hot macho men doing delivery service, and we'll give
you the problem is with COVID-19 you can't go near them.
I mean,
you can just look from beyond a door, like
Uber macho.
Really
macho,
but the U is a V because they don't want to be sued.
That's not a surprise.
It's a Greek U.
That's actually really funny. And I think that, like, even I would get in on that service just to see how it would go.
Mm-hmm. What up, bro?
Yeah. No. Don't bruise my bananas.
Picking on my flowers.
Macho man.
Those eggs.
No, you're good. That's what this area is for, is for people to take flowers. So go ahead and pick what you want.
Those probably eggs better be separate from the milk.
They probably don't even deliver the right stuff.
Probably not. Probably they don't care.
They just throw things in a bag, they show up with a table.
Yeah. They just deliver the goods.
It's like the real delivery is me.
The gun God. Show. It's like, boom, pow.
Gun show this.
And lastly, it's time for an edition of What's Tenga Doing Right Now?
Hey. Oh, I don't want to know.
It's not as bad as you think it is.
I want to know.
Tenga has now released a series of video chat backgrounds you can use. So now you can make it look like that you have a massive collection of wonderful Tenga products.
I can never get the Zoom backgrounds to work.
I can never do it either.
Oh. Let's see.
Well, it's when you have the blank wall, it makes it difficult.
So you could have like a background of all the Tenga devices and be like, oh yeah.
Why would you want anything?
Nobody in their right mind would want to display that ever.
You do realize that this has been made for like shows like this.
Yeah. They're a joke of their own selves.
Yeah, it's a joke of their own selves.
Greg is in space now.
I am.
He's upside down in space.
Yeah. I am.
I do appreciate that Tenga is very self-aware of what they are as a company. So like I can appreciate that, but it's just weird.
Does one of their backgrounds like guest star Dustin Diamond will sit next to you or something?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, you could probably not him.
Probably not him. Just Dustin Diamond.
I mean, you could probably Photoshop Dustin Diamond into this white background one here. That's a Tenga new adult concept. Dustin Diamond go.
Yeah. I was famous once.
All right.
Okay.
And that was the fetish of the week.
Fetish of the week.
What a collection.
Like, Greg and Steve. Upside down is ridiculous.
If he's willing to do something ridiculous, I'm going to show you guys something.
Oh, yeah. We did like a Facebook experiment.
No, it's my science class.
It is. It's your science class. I'm trying not to tilt it too far.
But what are you doing?
We did the food coloring thing.
It's like absorption, so it's all about capillary action and how like roots and stems and flowers absorb water that way.
So
it's the same thing with really fibers cool. And paper towel.
Did you start with like the primary colors and made it so it spread to the secondary?
Yes. So now it's a full rainbow.
Nice.
And that was Wicked Anime Science Project of the Week.
That's really cool, though. Like that's really really neat.
It takes 48 hours, but the results are amazing.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. I don't have 48 hours.
I can send just you the PowerPoint, I mean.
Results are guaranteed.
There's pictures, so even Greg could follow.
Yeah, wait, what?
I think he just called you stupid.
It's okay. I'm the one upside down. Here,
he's in space.
Now I'm in San Francisco.
I guess if he's part of the upside down, You know where you can go.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate it.
Greg is trying to find his heart.
You're showing up a lot better in San Francisco than you are in space.
Yeah, you are.
Probably because of the color contrast.
So should we talk about...
Unfortunately, you're in California. So.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me plop right back down to Massachusetts because I don't want to be in California anymore.
No, it's bad there right now, isn't it?
It's always bad there.
Do we want to...
Oh, no, I don't want to be in grass. No. There we go.
That's the smallest Greg's ever been.
Stop it.
So do we want to talk about Into the West stuff?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Just a couple things. Because I'm dying to hear about Scoob.
Scoob.
Reggie.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good, man.
First and foremost, you really can't, you can't replace what Scooby-Doo was in 2D animation with what they, what, you know, 3D animation. Sure. With that being said, it's actually really good. Like, the animation style is very much, I feel like they really took a page out of what Genndy Tartakovsky was doing with the Hotel Transylvania series.
I noticed that. Yeah.
So it has, it's CGI, but it's still very cartoonish CGI. So it feels right with what Scooby-Doo wants to do, with what they want to do with Scooby-Doo. But then, what they are attempting, what it looks like they are trying to do, is make this whole Hanna-Barbera cinematic universe. Because you have Scooby-Doo, you have, what is his name, Nighthawk?
Blue Falcon?
Falcon, you have Blue Falcon in here. You got Dick Dastardly.
I did see that. I saw that Dick Dastardly was in the trailer. I was excited.
Dick Dastardly's actually really good in this movie. He's kind of like the show stealer. Like this, he's like, he steals a spotlight every time.
As he should.
Yeah. And do you want me to spoil anything regarding it?
No. We're probably gonna watch it sometime this weekend.
Okay. There's one other character that does show up. He is awesome. I'm hoping that we get to see more of it. Just his voice will kind of throw you off at first because he doesn't sound like anything like his past characters or variations. But as the scenes go on and you hear the voice, it kind of fits more with his personality.
Now, the one thing that I was disappointed about was that they have this really solid Scooby-Doo cast from the 2D stuff, and they didn't use any of them except for Frank Welker.
Yeah, just Frank Welker. It is kind of weird hearing... what's his face as Shaggy?
Isn't his name Matt something, like from Matt the live
Lillard.
Action?
Matt Lillard. It was in the animated series and the live action, but they replaced him for this movie.
Yeah, Will Forte plays Shaggy in there, and it takes a little bit to get...
Oh, I love Will Forte.
I do love Will Forte, but it takes a little bit. He isn't as like, zoinks!
Yeah.
His voice doesn't hit the high notes like...
Does, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr. play Fred?
No, Zac Efron plays Fred.
What? Zac Efron?
But he's actually good. It's a good casting.
No.
It's kind of a good casting.
That's a negatory from over here, Captain.
Where are you, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Arietti's room.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Blue Falcon is voiced by Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
Why?
Macky Mac.
Because? Because
he's bored.
And is what's the dog's name? What's Blue Falcon's dog?
Scooby-Doo, duh.
I legitimately was like, wait.
Scooby-Doo. It's Daring-Doo.
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 Daring-Doo. Ken Jeong plays Daring-Doo, and he actually does a good job as Daring-Doo.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
So much.
Wait, isn't it Daring-Doo? The green cape.
And it's like head and like limbs can extend with like robotic parts and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Is that not Daring-Doo?
No, Daring-Doo is a Scooby-Doo. Isn't that one of Scooby's cousins or something?
Yeah. What's it?
Warning you now that these backgrounds work. I'm
Dinomutt.
Oh, Dinomutt. There you go. Okay.
Dinomutt. Ken Jeong plays Dinomutt, and it just fits so perfectly.
I'm glad we solved that mystery.
Thank you, Google.
And we wouldn't have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Cool. I would like to see Scoob. Is it now? Is that another one of those movies that's available on Amazon?
You have to rent it for like $20 or something.
Yeah,
like
well, it's because it's a theater release.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why Blue Falcon and not Space Ghost?
So no. So this is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that it gets to a point where if they still keep making those, there will be a movie that involves like them one episode going on the talk show and it's Space Ghost.
Yeah.
And one where they get into a lawsuit and Harvey Birdman is like the one who is representing them.
Harvey Birdman's not Hanna-Barbera though.
Yes, he is.
No, Birdman is Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, but Harvey Birdman interacted with all the Hanna-Barbera characters.
Correct. Right, but that's Adult Swim though.
Yeah, but it's Hanna-Barbera part of Adult Swim.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Look, there was the episode where Shaggy and Scooby are busted on weed, okay?
It's all Viacom.
It's canon. It is canon, dude.
All right. So I have an Into the West. I've finally have been catching up on Avatar, The Last Airbender.
What? So, hello, what?
So
Victoria's back from Disney now.
No, I'm still here. Lovely.
So I'm halfway through season two of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm watching it while I worked. And because this was after like I watched Star versus the Forces of Evil. And I realized like, oh, I can watch an entire series and work on my comic at the same time and not feel distracted. Mm-hmm. So even though Star did kind of distract me a little bit because it was great. And Avatar is great as well. I love it to death.
But you haven't even gotten to season three yet. Like season three, it just blows everything out of the water.
Everything changes.
But I don't want to just wish away what I'm watching right now so I can get to season three because I'm loving it. So like, I'm loving what I'm watching so far, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's exciting. I was like, yes, I can't wait to get to season three because everybody says it's so exciting, but I still have like all of season two.
You still
got to
work through it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have all of season two to watch. And I'm like, ooh, but there's so many stories to find out. Like I just learned about Zuko and his backstory and how like, man, how did that guy like make it through all that? And then you watch.
Cause he's a cartoon.
Yeah. It looks a cartoon, but, you know, well, because in the first season you're just like, man, Zuko's annoying, and then you get to season two, and you're just like, man, Zuko easily could have like killed himself from depression. Like, geez,
yeah,
like what the heck? And it's great. I like the animation, and I've always known that the animation for Avatar is good, but watching it again now, it's really interesting to watch what they did cheaply, and then what they did really well. Like, the fight scenes are really high resolution, really high grade animation, and the facial expressions are also really great high resolution animation. But then, like, when you have scenes where characters are at a distance or characters are having like face-to-face interactions with one another, it's animated so cheap, but it's so effective. Like, they Avatar perfected the cheap but effective method. So
especially because they like that series.
Well, especially because they saved all their budget for the fight scenes. So it was great. I'm loving every second of it so far.
So
now good. Now I'll no longer have an excuse that we can't talk about Avatar on the show.
Then afterwards you can move on to Legend of Korra after that.
Now, where can I find Legend of Korra though?
It's not online yet.
Yeah.
It's actually on CBS All Access.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I've seen it at Target.
I need to vouch for another Into the West show.
Yeah.
Okay.
She-Ra.
Oh.
Oh, fuck you. Don't even start again. We never see eye to eye with animated shows.
Just animated shows in general.
She-Ra was amazing. Shut up.
Okay.
It was so good. No, how did you not like it?
Because it wasn't She-Ra. And here's why.
It was a different one. Like, it's supposed to be.
The creator of the show, Nicole Stevenson, I believe her name is. Mm-hmm. She's a Sailor Moon fan, and she never watched the original She-Ra. So what she did was she made her own version of Sailor Moon, but they said, okay, well, we only have properties for She-Ra, and she said, okay, fine. So the show She-Ra doesn't actually have anything to do with what She-Ra was. she basically just wrote a fan fiction about Sailor Moon, but with the license to She-Ra.
I still fucking loved it.
And that's fine. And that's fine. You can love it.
I never saw the She-Ra of the original She-Ra.
Yeah, like I don't. Like, I saw it and I was like, this has a lot of virtue signaling in it and has a lot of like fan fiction-y stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with She-Ra. It's not for me.
Victoria, have to remember that Andrew's coming from the standpoint that like he's from that Thundercats He-Man era.
I knew Andrew was going to disagree with Andrew. It always is.
And, you know,
because it's also it's on the lines of also like with Steven Universe, where I love Steven Universe. I know you can't stand it.
Yeah.
So like,
exactly. It's the same thing.
But I think that's why we love having you here, Victoria, so that we can have these fights.
I will admit the last season was very fangirly. Like they essentially took ships and were like, we're going to force these to happen and we're going to kind of put it in your face a lot. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. Being the fangirl I am. Huh, yes, finally, but still, it was still, even James is like, they are like slapping you in the face with that couple, aren't they? I'm like, yes, they are.
Yeah.
But I'm totally fine with this.
But I think Andrew will attest that at least that's better than, hi, I'm the original Lionel, and I approve of Thundercats Roar, and anyone who does not like it is a poopy pants.
Yeah.
What? What?
That's a real thing.
It's a real fucking thing.
So over the weekend, everybody was coming to, or Derek specifically asked if this was a real thing that really did happen. So at the end of Thundercats Roar, they got Larry Kenney, the original voice actor of Lion-O, to play like a godlike Lion-O in the sky and say, hey, fans who complain about Thundercats Roar are wrong and dumb, and Thundercats Roar is awesome. And even though everybody hates it, and you can tell that all they did was exploit this poor old man who doesn't get a lot of voice acting jobs anymore and say, hey, here's a ton of money. Talk bad about your original show.
Oh, my God.
And so it was like really, really, really sad and awful.
I'm sorry. That does suck.
I'm not bothered because I already know that Thundercats Roar is terrible. But it's just funny because they're trying so desperately to make us like these terrible shows that they have to resort to making fun of fans for hating a show that's actually terrible.
Yeah.
Because they're desperate for people to like
it. And we also know that Larry Kenney's position too is that he actually is pretty desperate for it. Because I mean, like, remember when we first went to, was it Boston Comic or Rhode Island Comic Con?
We met him at Rhode Island Comic Con.
Yeah. And like his wife was his PR person. And I think Christine, you were talking to her while we were meeting Larry Kenney, right? And she was talking about how like this doesn't really happen for him anymore or anything.
Yeah. Like
I don't remember that at all.
Really?
Yeah, I was the only person waiting in line for him. Like, I was literally the only one there to talk to Larry Kenney about Thundercats. And then he left early because nobody was going to his table. And to see that happen and then to see Cartoon Network exploit him like that is just... It was worse than them having some random voice actor play Lion-O and saying that things were bad. They actually got Larry Kenney to do it. So... thanks, Cartoon Network. What a terrible decision.
That was Into the West. Terrible decisions.
Victoria, did you want to talk about She-Ra more?
I don't want to get into arguments.
The floor is yours. Go for it. The reason why is because we've only had one side of the argument, and now you have to let everybody who listens know
And again, I don't care that you like She-Ra. I want to hear why you like She-Ra. Like, I'm not gonna say you're wrong for liking She-Ra.
No, see, I will about you being wrong. No, I'm sorry, kidding. But no, I really, really enjoyed it. James also, like, this is the one show that James and I were watching together, so I wasn't allowed to marathon it alone, which killed me. I love the character development and everyone changing and growing as they went throughout the show. And like, it showed all different types. Like, okay, being a plus size girl, it was nice to see most of them were all different shapes and sizes. Like, Glimmer's main thing is the girl has thick thighs, and there's so many things on Facebook and like all different things about her, but she's a badass queen and no one cares, and it's totally fine. And like, it's so nice to see every type of person on that show. And it was no discrimination. And it was just amazing. And I just absolutely loved the show. I will watch it over and over again. I absolutely loved it. And I can't keep saying that, but I do. I'm not very good at reviewing things, but
are good at fangirling.
I am. That's my job, and it gave me so many. Oh, so good! Like there's like one main couple throughout the entire thing that you're just like, oh hey, what's up? And it's you don't even know who the hell to ship everyone with. It's just insane. And there's one character, Seahawk, is just insane.
And those are the characters that you want to hear on your aero bike as you're riding in the gym?
Yes, I will listen to them all the time. But no, Seahawk sings randomly about everything and sets every single ship he's on fire. And like he's literally known for burning ships.
And is that ships as in like fangirl ships?
Like an actual ship. And he's a captain of a ship and he constantly borrows ships from people and they never get them back because they somehow caught on fire in the middle of the ocean. It just always happens and it's ridiculous. And then she has a talking horse that is also just fucking ridiculous and it's really enjoyable comedy and it's a lot of fun. But you do see the characters grow and I love it.
Does the talking horse ever mention Candy Mountain?
He doesn't, unfortunately. But he mentions himself a lot. he essentially is a unicorn, and at one point, hang on, James, what is the unicorn's name that I cannot remember off the top? Swiftwind, thank you, love you. So literally out of nowhere, no one's mentioned him, but he just enters. Did someone say Swiftwind every time? And like just pops his head in somewhere, and you're like, what are you doing? Like, what? But no, it's so good. I loved it so much. But we marathoned it, and like the second the seasons came out, we finished it within like 2 days. There was nothing else, and I was like, "Yep, nope, we're gonna marathon." I tend to cling to ridiculous shows, as well as like the animated shows. Like at the moment, I'm marathoning trash TV. That it's Riverdale. I love it, but it's so bad.
Trash TV is amazing. Christine and I just tried the premiere episode of Labor of Love.
Oh no, I watched Love is Blind and I was like, why?
Oh, I watched all of Love is Blind. I wanted to kill myself afterwards.
I didn't make it past the wedding dresses, but like it's ridiculous.
I watched all of it.
I want to talk about trash TV for a second. Does everybody know what Labor of Love is?
I do not.
Okay, so Labor of Love is so the main it's kind of like The Bachelorette, except it's this 41-year-old woman who is worried that her biological clock is ticking. So there's 15 men who are there to become her baby daddy. And that's what disgusting. The prize is at the end of the show.
That's disgusting. That's awful.
Horrible.
Like, what the heck?
It's wonderful.
Do they find out who the winner is with a paternity test?
Oh no.
That just makes me sad for society.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah. This is why American television is crap.
Yeah, no, it is. Mm-hmm. It definitely is. Like, I love Riverdale. I love the fact that it's Cole Sprouse. And, like, love my Sweet Life of Zack and Cody boys. Like, it's so good to see him. And the show is just, it's a soap opera that never ends. Like, there's constant drama, and I can't help it, and I love it.
And it's based off the Archie comics. Did you know that?
It's very loosely based on
it's the characters and that's it. Like it's basically like the Archie characters and then like in this dramatic something universe.
I will say, listening to every episode in the Nerdy Show catalog, listen to Cap talk about Riverdale because Cap knows everything about Archie comics and the entire universe of it. And Riverdale has actually so much deep lore of the Archie comic universe that it's actually based in that reality of the comics. Like, it's amazing listening to Cap talk about Riverdale.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I need Critical Role back, guys, to pull me out of this. Like, they've been doing really, really cool things. What's it called? It's essentially telephone, but narrative telephone is what they do. And one person will tell a story and character, and then the video is sent to the next person in line, and they have to watch a full video they can watch it once, and then they have to tell the story right away. And they have to repeat the story. And it goes through every single person and the videos keeps getting passed on. And at the end, they'll watch it all together. And it goes ridiculous so quickly. And because like one thing gets missed out and then something else gets added and it just keeps going. And it's so entertaining. It's ridiculous. And I love watching it.
It's really funny how internet content in America is so much better than anything you'll find on TV. I wonder if that's true, for other countries too, though. You know, like I wonder if other countries just have crap on TV and the stuff gets licensed. So everybody just watches internet shows now because they're so much better.
Not China.
Yeah. Well, I mean, China not for anything, really. It's like everything's terrible in China.
China, Illinois, China, Illinois.
China, oh Illinois my is gosh. The best at math.
China Illinois is the best at math.
What?
Balloons! Motherfucking balloons!
That was a blast from the past right there.
Oh, I miss China, Illinois. Yeah, there was that other show that he created that it was kind of funny, but wasn't as good. What was it? Brad Neely's Hargnallin Scopio PPO.
Yeah. Hargnallin Scopio PPO. Yeah, it's something.
Sadly, no one will be able to follow your show if they can't actually pronounce it.
Well,
spell it.
There was actually a time. Remember when Aqua Teen Hunger Force every season changed the name of their show?
Yes.
It was like Aqua whatever. Yeah.
Aqua Unit Patrol One, Aqua something, you know, whatever. Yeah. Aqua TV show.
Years ago, when we actually interviewed the creators of Aqua Teen Hunger Force on Nerdy Show, they had actually said at one time that they were just going to name the show Aqua TiVo Avoidance Plan. Every time a new season came out, people needed to reset their DVRs because it wouldn't be recording the new show. So they were just going to call the show Aqua TiVo Avoidance Plan, but they couldn't because of licensing issues.
My gosh.
So was that Into the West?
Into the West. That was the longest Into the West we've ever done on this show.
And probably the most diverse.
It's good to have diversity here.
I mean, we could go into what we're watching, but I'm not really watching anything other than I just finished.
Are we running out of time? How long have we been recording?
Yeah, I mean, we have like 15 minutes left.
Oof.
I finished the ninth volume of We Never Learn. That's it. That's what I've done for anime.
So good, man. It's so good.
Well, and they went back to into stuff that was in the anime. So now the next volume, volume 10, will officially be the first volume with all new content that wasn't in anime
form.
So I'm excited for that.
Did you finish watching a whole series of the anime?
I didn't watch the last episode because I just read it in the manga and I was like, eh, whatever.
All right.
So yes and no.
Okay.
As for what I'm not watching, it's episode number 87 dubbed in My Hero Academia. Still waiting on that one.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's it for me.
The end.
I guess nobody's watching anime. I mean, I'm watching a bunch. It's just like I already talked about this last week and the week before that.
Victoria, have you been watching any anime?
Well, the problem is whenever I'm watching something, I'm more listening while I'm at work.
Yeah,
and so I feel like sometimes with anime you have to pay a little bit more attention, at least if it's like new stuff,
especially or if it's subtitles.
Exactly, if it's subtitles, I gotta kind of read it. So I can marathon any American TV show and not give two shits, but anime it's like a little tricky. So no, I haven't really been watching any.
Exactly. Well, that's how I'm able to do Avatar and not because like I'm behind on almost every anime show because it's all subtitles, and I'd be like, well, I can't write a comic and look at the TV screen.
Yeah. They did just start coming out with the English dub for My Life as a Villainess, All Roots Lead to Doom. And it's actually a pretty good dub that they did for that.
I really, really, really want to start that show.
Yeah,
it's actually, I think it might be my favorite. Well, not my favorite. It is one of the best. Like, it's one of the best isekais that I've seen in recent memory.
Yeah.
Because it takes that isekai premise and it actually adds something new to it.
I never got to finish Fruits Basket. I'm really pissed at myself.
Oh man! It's
like, I know I'm really behind. I just haven't really I haven't in so long. Anytime we were talking about anime, I was just talking about Anime Boston and planning for that and getting that ready to go, and like all the we waited as long as we could. I was hopeful that was still going to happen. And I really love being on staff for AB. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. But
that's right. Like, you probably were at staff meetings and stuff like that for when all that stuff was happening, weren't you?
A little bit, I didn't have to go to the staff meetings. My boss would tell me and fill me in on stuff.
Yeah.
And she's one of my best friends. And so we'd talk about it and figure it out from there. And there's literally a group chat that never stops. It's a text chain between the entire merch team. And it's all like 90% of the chat is just cat pictures. It's just all cats, cats. That's an anime cat. Like it's just cats. Like straight across. Wait.
Take off the background.
Hang on. Choose virtual background. So, like, I love it though. We all just talk about our cats and keep in touch as much as we can.
So then what happened? We finally figured out the mystery of why there are so many cat mangas coming out recently.
Is because
just did a Google search and researched anime and cats, and then the anime Boston cat chain came up with cats, and they're like, that's what our audience wants. They want cats. And it's like 90% of the internet right now.
There's more cats. Like, it's just all cats. It's just text chains of like, okay, here's my cat. Here's my cat acting like this. And like, but no, it's, man, it's fun. They're all really cool to talk to.
So I probably might need to send this to you guys afterwards, because I can't find a way to actually fit it into this episode. But Japan Times just posted the top 5 pizza places in Tokyo, and holy shit.
We've just derailed. Go.
Yeah.
Do it. Go.
All right. So here's the link.
ADD.
Right. So here's the link right there. There's this place called Pizzeria de Pepe Napole Staka. And one of their specialties is a pointed stuffed crust pizza. And inside the stuffed crust is ricotta and spicy Italian sausage. And it looks amazing.
When you said pointy, I was expecting it to be like painful to eat in some way.
No, it's star-shaped. It's a star-shaped pizza.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't like spicy Italian sausage, but
yeah, I like ricotta.
If they put like
Italian sausage.
If they put like linguica in it, which is like a non-spicy sausage, I would totally be in.
Linguica is amazing.
Yeah. I am going to save this link for the next time I'm in Tokyo.
Give me your pizza.
Give me your $50 pizzas.
Probably not that much. Maybe. I don't know. It's not like Joe dreams of sushi where it's $100 a thing of sushi.
Wait a second.
I just can't picture ricotta cheese and stuffed crust. Like,
I think it would be delicious.
I mean, it'd be delicious. Shells.
It's like a crab rangoon.
Yeah, that's what the pizza looks like. It looks like a stuffed shell or a crab rangoon, but like the
it does.
We should start a food podcast. We're doing pretty good. We're on a roll.
I'm still baking. I can totally contribute to that podcast.
So wicked food.
I like that. There's.
Can we do that? We ran out of anime topics. It's time to talk about food.
Okay. So hang on. Hear me out. For the next couple of recordings that we do, what if we followed the same suit as Aqua Teen Hunger Force and we changed the name of our podcast for the next couple of weeks and we talk about different things? So we could finally do Wicked Cinema and Wicked Culinary and all those things that Wicked Music. All those things that we wanted to do.
Maybe.
Yeah. I would actually be down for that. That would be cool.
I would too. We have to discuss it with Cap.
Be flexible.
Well, we could still call it Wicked Anime, but the title of the episode could be Wicked Anime episode 179 Wicked Food or something like that. I don't know.
I like that one of these pizza places is just called Pizza Slice.
Pizza Slice. Okay, I think it's time to end the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fit for an ending.
I just caught a fish I was still trying to catch. I'm really happy.
All right, guys. It is Community Day in Pokemon Go, and I've caught about 50 C-Dot while we're doing this. Oh, shit!
Which Pokemon?
C-Dot.
I legitimately have... So my setup right now is I've got 2 computer screens, my phone, and my Switch, and I'm just doing everything at once.
Oh, my. Victoria hasn't moved in 10 days.
I've got a shiny 3-star Shiftry.
I left my house twice. Since March.
I've left my house once since February.
You have
and I left my house yesterday to drive my car around so it wouldn't die.
Yeah, James takes my car every once in a while to make sure it's okay.
All right. Time to end the show.
Yeah.
If you guys would like to join in on the conversation, you can always email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. But of course, you can of course find us at our main place of action, which is our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wickedanime, where you can message us, see cool articles, comment on different things that we put on, you know, the normal Facebook thing. And of course, you can find the Discord link, the Discord invitation link, right on the Facebook page that is permanently open, and you can join our Wicked Anime Discord anytime you like to see all of the funny anime dank memes that we post.
I actually use Discord now.
Nice. I love Discord. It's been great. You can also find us on all the social medias. You can find us mostly on Twitter @YoWickedAnime, where you can tweet at us if you're not just using the Facebook. Most of the other things are kind of obsolete at the moment. And then, of course, it's mostly obsolete if you're using the Discord, because Discord is the easiest way to just ping us, because I'm pretty much always on Discord. But then finally, you can find us at youtube.com/wickedanimereviews, where you can find all the old awesome Wicked Anime videos that we've posted in the past, and who knows if it will ever wake up again, but they're still funny and relevant. All right. And then, of course, you can find me on Facebook.com at facebook.com/AFLMart. And you can also find me at both Twitter and Instagram at AFLM_art, where I am currently constantly working on my webcomic, Solarian Sun, where you can go to solariansun.com to read it for free. Currently, we are up to page 73 as of this recording, which by the time this comes out, maybe page 74 will come out. But if you subscribe to the Patreon page at patreon.com/AFLM, you can get up to page 131. And that is for as little as $5 a month, which if you do the math, that is less than a cup of coffee that you spend in just 1 week for an entire month. Amazing. And what better to do than read a free webcomic than when you're stuck in the house and you can't really go anywhere?
Unless you're like our cousin who lives in California and still needs to order Dunkin' Donuts. And yep. there is no close Dunkin' Donuts in LA. So ordering delivery Dunkin' Donuts, yeah, Uber Eats is much more than $5 a month for a comic book, is what I'm getting at.
It's
if you live in California.
Read SolarianSun.com. Support your independent artists. Evan, go.
All right. So for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our No Borders, No Race podcast show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Twitch, and on the J-pop video games and anime amino pages at kingbaby.esh. Like us on facebook.com/bossofbashbrigade and facebook.com/lanavesh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Lanavesh, including the Electric Sisterhood, those recap and review, and Smash Rook. I'll leave for Derek.
Froze. Okay.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, for right now, you can find me catching C dot after C dot after C dot after C dot in Pokemon Go, because that's what the game is telling me to do. Otherwise, I'll be back at work having a mask, which is keeping me having permanent mask mouth, or mask breath as I've been calling it, sweating through pair of glove after pair of glove while treating all my customers like they had the bubonic plague.
Yay.
That's what I have to do at my job.
I go back next month, the 15th.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's great. Normalcy. All right, everybody. So thank you so much for joining us once again on the Wicked Anime Podcast. And we will see you next time. And I hope that you will listen to us. And it's time to sign off the only way we know how.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Super disappointed that we didn't get our anime off the ground this episode. It went so well every other episode.
I mean, sorry to ruin the streak.
No, I mean, yeah, that's right. It's completely Victoria's fault. Just
you're welcome.
She was here.
So I think the problem was that we had two really good things that didn't match up, when the other ones before we had two completely absurd things that were just like, oh, whatever, let's just make something out of this. And we couldn't make anything good because all these things sounded way too serious. Like, it's like, we can't make something funny and ridiculous out of this.
With the same options, we could have tried something else. Like, with magicians, we could have brought in the word witches somehow. And
I know. We're bad at making anime.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.